You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug in mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
That's how we started.
I have a uniform.
I have a uniform. I'm official.
yeah, we're absolutely started.
We actually did start.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Go plug yourself.
There you go.
We have some people sometimes who say they listen to the show, okay, but our guest today is actually singing the intro song, which really indicates to me that he does, in fact, listen to the show.
You know my favorite thing that people who say they listen to the show, when they're just sort of like, oh, well, it's different from what you guys do. And I'm like, what do? And they're like, well, you know, you have your own thing. And they're not really, they're being non-committal about it. But I'm like, either they have listened to the show and they're like, you treat your guests like shit. And this is a podcast. We're talking about another podcast where they don't treat your guys like shit. So right. It's different from what you guys do. Or they haven't listened to the show and they're just assuming that we treat our guests like shit.
I know, we don't always treat our guests like shit.
Sort of a
I've treated
dice.
A few guests like shit.
I'm usually all right.
But always in a way that I think is kind of comedic or so over the top, treat them like shit. It's a joke.
It's entertaining.
It's a
well,
work.
At least for me. At least entertaining for me. You want to bring that a little closer.
Treat them like shit as a work.
As a work.
Not as a shoot. You don't shoot, treat people like shit.
So, except for maybe once or twice, but whatever. All right.
I heard that was one.
Three stages of hell podcast coming soon.
Yeah. But today's guest apparently actually has listened to various episodes.
I'm going to wonder if he can answer the five questions, even though they're new, if he can answer them without us asking them.
We have new five questions.
It's
all right. Sorry. Well, we'll guide you through it.
Awesome.
And
he is a pro wrestling
enthusiast, a pro wrestling participant of sorts.
Promoter.
Small part of
you are a cog in the machine.
Yes.
Of pro wrestling.
Yes, that's for sure.
Come like a
you
like
are,
a Jimmy Hart.
You are
maybe.
Like I think I can do better than Jimmy Hart.
He is John Prescott. John Prescott, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's an honor.
I know you've been wanting to do this for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad we worked this out.
I love podcasts.
You gave me a wrestling magazine.
Yes.
You're all right in my books.
Thanks. All thanks. Right. You're all right in my books
we're
too,
always,
brother.
It's always, we're at what? Like, this is episode like 53?
52?
I guess 52. 52 yeah. Canon episodes.
Yeah.
Probably like 60 if we count all the JFL shit and whatever.
Right.
But there's only a handful of times that people have come with gifts.
Well, no, John, actually, to be fair, John gave me this a couple few days ago, but it
counts.
Whatever,
a
yeah.
A guest gave us a gift.
Yeah.
Gave you a gift. Gave
sure.
me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm a gift. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a gift giving guy.
I would have taken an old magazine.
Well, I owe you one.
My girlfriend would have hated me for bringing her old magazines into the house. I'd be like, look at all these 10-year-old wrestling magazines.
I've been with Keith when I've seen Keith buy vintage magazines.
Okay,
that's
well,
a thing that happens.
Well,
usually from the 60s.
But they were old Playboys, I think.
I also bought old time magazines.
Yeah, you did.
Old time magazines, old Playboys.
How great is that, though?
They're awesome.
I know.
Mainly for the ads, because I look through it.
They'd be even more awesome
feel like Mad Men.
If you lived in a huge house. But you don't.
Oh, I'm definitely going to hook you up with the magazine, bro.
How many, like, do you still subscribe to WWE magazine?
No.
How long did you?
I never actually subscribed. My
you just
dad.
Buy it on the newsstand? Or?
Yeah, I would buy it on the newsstand, and my dad used to buy me them from the age of, like, 3 years old.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you say promoted your literacy at a young age?
A little bit, yeah man. Like, I remember reading Mick Foley's book, The Rock's book, in elementary school, and I fucking read them within, like, 2 days.
And so did you, like, would you only pick up the WWE magazines,
no.
Or would you get like the more obscure stuff too?
I'm a
or?
Big fan of Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Right.
In case you guys
PWI.
Haven't heard of that,
yeah.
I bought one.
Meltzer, that's Meltzer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's,
no,
that's Apter. Bill Apter.
Bill Apter, yes.
I bought one for just for the hell of it, for just to check it out, the PWI 500 of last year. And I donated it to Battle War because there was a lot of coverage on Battle War in there. It's
crazy.
It's a so really PWI, nice.
Like, so they really do cover everything.
Yeah, it's it, they. I don't know how they do it.
Who's their like Battle War correspondent?
I wish it was me.
Yeah, because I
mean, that's me.
It's
been me all along. I never told you, Walter.
It was me, Walter.
I thought you'd be jealous. Walter's like, I absolutely am jealous. Just find out who it is and just take their job.
Yeah, or yes.
I think like it might be Pat LaPrad.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was about to say, I'm like, it's a good chance it's LaPrad because he does a lot of wrestling writing.
I love Pat LaPrad.
He's a good guy.
Let's just put that out there.
To the podcast.
Pat's been on the podcast.
I know, yeah.
Now PWI, but that's like, so that's considered like an official sort of like piece of journalism, as it were,
It's not a shill fest.
It's not a dirt sheet.
I gotta cut you off.
No,
why
it's
are
not.
You cutting
cut
me
you off?
Off?
I need to cut you off just to let you know, listener. It's minute 5 or so of this podcast. It's really gonna be about wrestling, guys.
Yes.
Really, oh yeah. No.
No. No. No. No. No. But that's it. I think it should be clear. Like, if you're like, oh, what are we gonna talk about? It's
wrestling.
Gonna be a lot of wrestling.
Wrestling.
So if you are one of our listeners who's not into wrestling. You think it's going to change? It probably won't.
If you get bored of the wrestling, John, you can talk about whatever you want. But
I never get bored of wrestling, bro.
I'm imagining
this
is pretty much
going
to be wrestling.
I'm just saying it's for the listener. If they think they're like, oh, they'll get to something else later.
Nope.
Probably won't.
There'll be fun stories.
There'll be fun stories. Probably going to be about
Keith,
wrestling.
Keith, 5 minutes in. That's a classic Keith move. To 5 minutes into the
tell audience, the listener to stop
to alienate as many the listenership. I like to trick people into thinking that there's a potential for us to get to a point where we won't be talking about wrestling, but it never happens.
We might talk about sex.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to get the listener back. I'm trying to get them back.
I like stand-up comedy. I've been to the comic strip in New York City. We can talk about that a bit.
Comedy. We're trying to get away from comedy. We had too many comics in a row.
All right, let's talk about wrestling.
So what I was saying is...
So PWI, legit.
It's not what's referred to as a dirt sheet.
No, a dirt sheet would be like...
Meltzer, some people refer to what Meltzer does as a dirt sheet.
That is a dirt sheet. 9-1-1 wrestling is a dirt sheet.
What Meltzer's is what?
It's a dirt sheet.
What's Meltzer's called?
It's an insider. It's a PW Insider.
Pro Wrestling...
Insider.
See, they're both called PWI.
See
how confusing? See why that was confusing for me?
Ça porte la confusion.
Yes.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated and Pro Wrestling Insider. They're both PWI.
Keith, you're from the South Shore, right?
No, North Shore.
Yeah.
I'm from the South Shore.
John's from the South Shore. I get the shores. I get the off-island communities.
Do you follow Meltzer in the 90s on Twitter?
Meltzer in the 90s on Twitter? No,
you can't throw that out there like it's like a super well known. Keith discovered this and it's amazing.
It's so fucking good. It's just like these completely out of context quotes from Meltzer articles from the 90s.
Somebody just,
like,
it's just sort of like it's a Twitter account.
It's just a Twitter account.
That sounds
amazing.
I need to see that.
It just takes funny lines or like
funny
quotes.
What was the one... The Undertaker and the guy...
The Undertaker and Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah, exactly. They were like... That, it's just like the match was heavily impeded by Undertaker possibly nursing an injury, and Giant Gonzalez was the worst wrestler to ever step in the ring. And I was just like, that's just the quote.
Altered it.
No, that's what Meltzer wrote.
Really?
Yeah, Gonzalez was terrible.
Because like Meltzer gets kind of bitchy and shit sometimes.
He was
like,
terrible, but as a 9-year-old kid...
Yeah.
That's the thing. See, this is a good point. This is a good point. I'm glad you brought this up, right? Because... You know, I bitch about Batista now, and I bitch about this and that. And I'm like, oh, fuck these big guys. But I remember, at age 10, I really fucking liked Psycho Sid. I thought he was.
So did I.
Lex Luger.
He was super cool. Well, I missed the Lex Luger boat.
But Lex Luger was a bit of the same deal. Like,
you're older than both of us. I missed the Luger boat.
Yeah.
But I remember like, because I was like that 96 run, that 95-96 run for fucking Sid, right?
For Sid.
Yeah.
Were you there at the Bell Center?
No, I never went to any of the shows or anything.
Even Warrior, by all rights, is terrible.
Yeah, but.
Like, but as a kid, you're like, yeah!
My favorite guy. I would run around my house.
But if they
like
tried
the
to,
Ultimate Warrior.
But if they tried
like,
to shove.
Raising the arms up and down.
But at age 26 now, if they tried to shove somebody like Sid, on you now, you'd be like, fuck that. He's just a big dude. He's just a big dude. I mean,
I think Sid had a little more going on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But like, Warrior would be. for sure. Like, if they put Warrior on right now, I'd be like, fuck this idiot. Like, just comes in running, and he's like, yeah, he's Ryback, like, essentially. Like,
yeah.
He's Ryback who runs around more. Like, Ryback does more lifting,
Warrior
does more
running. They're talking about Ryback Warrior for Mania. Have you heard
that? I'd watch it.
Because they were saying
you're going to be there live.
I will be there live.
It could only be a step up from Ryback potentially. Henry, that was terrible.
I will be there live potentially for the worst WrestleMania card
really
ever.
Bad.
I may be there. I may witness personally the worst WrestleMania card ever put together.
Like, it's WrestleMania 30.
The Dirty 30 is what this one should be called. Like,
so
I had a buddy who was like kept trying to bug me. Not a buddy. I know a guy last year when I went to WrestleMania 29. He's like, you know, you're going to see like the worst WrestleMania card ever. It's like the worst WrestleMania. I'm like, stop trying to bust my balls about this, man. Like, yeah. You just try
whatever. You got to see Taker. And Punk.
I know.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
It.
You're set.
But like I just keep reading things like Jericho. Apparently, there's no way Jericho's going to be involved. He's like, he's not signing.
No,
any contract.
I heard that today too.
Yeah, and
I can buy that.
Goldust.
Why not?
Goldust.
That makes sense.
No, I'd be like, oh, you mean the last time where I like fucking
jobbed out. To
I dropped
a fucking
to Fandango,
newbie?
Yeah.
which felt like maybe a good idea because it was like 2 months of a build-up and maybe he was going to go somewhere. And then you're like, no, it's just a comedy mid-card dance gimmick.
And fucking Dust, Goldust.
He hasn't held the belt.
Yeah.
Goldust tweeted today that him versus Cody is definitely not happening at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I'm like, why would you? That's like the one mid-card match. Like everybody was like pretty jazzed about.
Everybody's
like,
super psyched to watch the Rose
Brothers.
And
he's like, not happening. And I'm like, what is happening at this fucking Mania? Strangely, yesterday, WWE.com posted an article. Did you see this?
.e.
Have you heard about this?
No.
They posted an article. It was the editor's choice, right? So, like, the editor, whoever
who
the fuck...
You know, I know who it is.
Who's the editor?
Joey Styles, the announcer from ECW.
That
he
makes
runs
a lot of sense.
The WWE website.
So, but it wasn't built. It wasn't like, credited to Joey Styles, but it was just, like, editor's choice, WrestleMania 30 dream card. Like, what the editor...
Orton versus Cena.
No, but this is, like... So, but this is a sanctioned, like, WWE article on the website... And it was like amazing. It was like not amazing, but like crazy. There was like an Attitude Era gimmick battle royal.
What?
Yeah, like there was like a 10-man like Money in the Bank match, triple threat of Brian versus Orton versus Triple H.
And Brian goes over.
AJ versus Lita. Undertaker versus Cena.
Well, like
Undertaker versus Cena. That's got
to
happen.
I mean, that's a good card.
It has to. Nobody wants to, like Adam, do you go on Squared Circle on Reddit at all?
I don't know how Reddit works.
Okay.
I didn't either at first.
Now that he's got a hang of it, he really likes
and
it.
And it's not even a hang. You just gotta, all you gotta do is just go, and you just keep going, and there's just a bunch of people put shit up there. It just links to shit, and
yeah, exactly.
It's just fun.
I like that.
Yeah.
I
was intimidated by it at first, too, but once you just start saying, just fuck all the rest of the shit, just go to the wrestling part.
Yeah, Squared Circle.
It's Squared Circle, eh? Yeah.
You Google R Squared Circle. I don't even know how to go there.
Like,
directly, I swear to God,
you just type it the whole way.
I always get to it by googling R Squared Circle,
R/Squared Circle. Enter,
and then I go, yeah.
Because I've googled AMA, Ask Me Anything, Reddit wrestling, and I've gotten like
there's some really good ones.
Did you see the Kevin Steen one?
No, I didn't.
It's,
I know he did one, but
like Kevin Steen's like Ask Him Anything. The guy's answered all the questions. He has his own. Shows and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off that he didn't come out with a Kevin Steen's Weekend Escapades today because it's supposed to come out yesterday.
I'm pissed off that Kevin Steen hasn't answered us. I hit him up through Twitter. I hit him up through his website. Kevin Steen, if you're listening to this, please come and do our podcast. You'd be very much welcome here. We'd love to have you on.
We've had Phantom. We've had.
We would
Tagger,
show you a great deal of
Brad.
Respect. I will buy.
We've had John Prescott.
I will get you.
We had a very nice refusal from Colt Cabana.
I will get you Granby Zoo. I will get you Granby Zoo vouchers for you and your.
Have you
whole
ever been
family.
To Safari Park?
Are you asking me now,
yeah.
Or is this a hypothetical question?
You,
or is this a question to Kevin Steen?
I mean, when I was a little kid, like years ago,
when you can
recently.
Drive through,
yeah.
To see the animals,
yeah.
It's amazing. Last time I went, I was the only person I saw in the whole park drinking beer. I don't think you're allowed
in the car.
In the car and while walking through.
So were you driving?
You were driving?
No. My friend's driving.
I feel that if you were driving with a beer, that's definitely not allowed.
With the animals?
Yeah, but like, just on the basis of the fact that you're driving with
around with the cold one open, giving sips to like the zebras.
But it's private property, right? I mean,
I probably still shouldn't be driving with an open container.
I'm always afraid my car would get fucked up.
What's that?
I was like, I'd always be afraid.
No,
my car
but
would
they
get
beat the shit out of the animals there with a whip, which is really sad.
Aww. And I don't want to go to Park and Fire.
I know, but.
Like, Granby is like a fucking nature conservation. Sometimes they're like, the elephant enclosure's too small. But I'm like, yeah, but they're not like chained up or nothing. They're just kind of in a small area. This all comes back to, I actually, recently I've been going through kind of a bit of a hard time at work.
Kevin Steen is a zoo enthusiast.
He's a zoo enthusiast.
That's why I brought this up. You know about that, Kevin Steen?
I know everything about Kevin
Steen. That's why I'm throwing out the zoo shit here. Yeah.
So yeah, I've been going through a bit of a rough time at work lately. Just like weird, like tumultuous goings-ons at work. So I've taken to just like kind of trolling on Facebook.
Awesome.
Where, like, if someone posts something that I'm like, I do not agree with that. Usually I'm like, go fuck yourself and just ignore the fucking post. But now I'm like, I do not agree with it because of this. And then, like, and someone was getting really mad about the baby giraffe that they killed.
Oh,
and they fed it to a lion?
They fed it to a fucking lion, yeah.
So I was like, I was so mad at them.
It's a circle of life, baby.
No, but, like, so they were like, other places wanted them. And I'm like, here's the thing that nobody realizes about this fucking story. Other places wanted them, yes, but. Like, but unfortunately, Copenhagen is an EAZA anointed zoo. Meaning,
what was that? What is that?
It's a fucking association of zoos. So that means they can't just give the fucking. They can. You can be like, I've got a great home for a giraffe. They can't give it to you legally. They're part of an international zoo association.
Okay.
They can't just give it to anybody. So it's like it's not. Just
well, they could have given it to another zoo within the association.
Exactly, which none of them had the capacity. So it's not like they could have just given it to someone who wanted it. Even though.
So why did the guy cap the giraffe? So
because here's the deal. The giraffe in a small enclosure was going to breed with other giraffes when it hit maturity. It was turning 18 months.
Right, and they wanted to prevent inbreeding.
So they wanted to prevent fucking derpy giraffes. Like,
aren't most zoo animals inbred?
No, they try very hard to avoid that because of the fact that they trade giraffes and they interbreed them to try to keep the gene pool separated. This giraffe,
somewhat like the Illuminati.
Somewhat like the Illuminati.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So anyway, so then they had to fucking... So they're like, we don't have room for this giraffe because we can't keep it in isolation. That's even worse. And we don't want it breeding with other giraffes. So we're going to need to put the... We can't find someone within the EAZA to fucking sell it. And so we're going to need to put it down. They then put it down. They then did a fucking autopsy of it for like a public autopsy of it to show biology of a giraffe. Because they're like, that's not something you see every day. So they made it like scientific and educational. Then they fed it to lions. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong about this story. Nothing about this story seems like a travesty to me. Like, it was like a bad situation that they did the absolute best thing. They could have just let the lion into the cage. And you know what lions typically...
That would have been awesome.
They typically start eating the fucking giraffe while, like, or eating their prey in general while it's still alive.
Like raptors.
Like a bear.
Exactly. And raptors.
They just pounce it down and start eating on it. Like if the thing's lucky, it breaks.
One really fucked up part that I read though, and I'm agreeing with you on these points here. I understand the points you're trying to make here.
Right.
Is this apparently they started doing the autopsy of the giraffe while there were children.
Yeah,
around.
But to me that's a parenting issue, not a fucking zoo issue.
It's collateral damage.
How about you do it after the after opening hours of the zoo though? Like,
huh?
How about you do the fucking autopsy of the giraffe after like
no, but it was
zoo
a public autopsy. It was an event. Like it was like at
how is that an event?
At 5 o'clock, we're going to be doing a fucking zoo. It was a healthy giraffe. It was literally a dissection to show you the fucking innards of a giraffe.
That's gross.
Exactly, but it was advertised as such. If a parent brought their child to go see that. That's the fucking... That's on the parent. That's not the zoo.
That's true.
I would be fucking...
It's a draw.
Exactly.
Anyway, we should have had this conversation on the Kevin Steen podcast.
Yeah, that's...
We're going to see how...
Look how much... Keith...
We know so much about zoos,
you know,
Kevin
it's
Steen.
Like... Come on.
I just dropped the EAZA, the European Association of Zoological and something else.
I'm going to tweet a link, a tiny URL link to this podcast to Kevin Steen after
like,
this.
Kevin Steen, here's
can
what
I tell you some good Kevin Steen stories?
Tell us your best Kevin Steen story.
My best Kevin Steen story.
You're not shitting on Kevin Steen here.
I love Kevin Steen.
Good. John loves Kevin Steen.
Kevin Steen is by far my favorite wrestler in the
world.
That's a fact.
In the world. Congratulations on your tryout, by the way, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. Oh, yeah. I mentioned this earlier.
Where'd you hear that?
Kevin Steen off lordsofpain.net.
That's a good one.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
That's my news source. Apparently, Kevin Steen and Michael Elgin are getting a WWE tryout soon. And, right. You know, people say Kevin Steen, with his look, wouldn't get it over in WWE. That's bullshit. Well, that's bullshit.
Now, I think anybody can get over in WWE. I think it's a lot harder to get over with WWE back office.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I think that anybody can get over in WWE. As evidenced by, like, the fucking... do you remember the crazy pop fucking Rumble? Was it, like, 4 years ago? When Santino was the second to last man in?
Oh, God.
But they were just, like... Because, like, the fans...
How about last year when Santino was, like... It came down to him and Brian in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was insane.
But that's it. But, like, the fan... And, like Brian, for sure, is, like... Has something or whatever, but like Santino is a comedy I think a talented comedy wrestler, yeah. But it's still a comedy wrestler, and people are like, I think that the entire fan base at this point is behind almost anything new, like anything haven't seen before. They're like, I'm into this.
They want to see more.
Exactly. They're like, I want. Like they're like, when it was just sort of like, I would love to see Santino win the Royal Rumble, and just to see how that plays out, and then you have to have a fucking Santino fucking title match. Like, people would be on board for it because it's different. It's not just like, oh, this
No, that's one. It. And like, look, before I get into the Steen story, I'm just going to give you guys a little other tip story that I learned over the years is that Santino Marella was the coach of the Concordia Stingers wrestling team. Did
Crazy.
You know that?
Seriously.
He was.
When did that happen? He also has an actual...
When? Like around when?
Around, I think, like 2-3 years before he joined WWE.
No apparently shit. He has actual, not just wrestling, but he has like some MMA experience.
Oh, yeah. He's a big... Like, when he was coming up in OVW, Paul Heyman was running OVW at
what
the time.
What was his name? They were trying Gio Basso, right?
Something like that.
I read it. Okay, finish this, and then I got to... Yeah.
They were trying to book him as, like, the next Taz.
Yeah. Fucking Taz.
But, all right. Yeah.
But then they forgot that they were all a bunch of crazy racists and decided to go with the funny Italian gimmick.
Yeah.
Did you know that...
It's a great gimmick. Don't fucking take it away from
me. Jim Cornette...
Slapped him in the face.
And got fired over it.
Yeah, I met Jim Cornette before, by the way.
Yeah, and how was that? Because I've heard mixed things about Cornette.
Okay, well, this was the first
opinion
ever...
My Jim Cornette is heavily influenced by Cole Cabana, so it's not a good...
Mine is heavily influenced by Kevin Steen.
So it's also not great.
Yeah. I met Jim Cornette at my first ever Ring of Honor show.
Okay, was that when he was still affiliated with Ring of Honor?
Yeah, he was like the GM or the commissioner or whatnot. And he put... I was talking to him, At that time, he was over in Ring of Honor. Fans liked him. They thought he was, like, you know, a good...
He's got a good on-screen personality.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so I told him... Basically, all I remember saying to him is, like, I'm really happy you came here. And he was like, I wouldn't miss this. Toronto is a mecca of wrestling. And then I... You know,
were you in Toronto?
The years, yeah, I was in Toronto.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just sort of like, no. I was like, I'd be super.
I thought I was waiting for that story to end with him telling you like, go fuck yourself, Mark.
No, he was super nice.
Toronto is a
mecca
of wrestling.
Yeah, the big event was the biggest outdoor live event in the world before. I mean, attendance record, not before WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
So that was like, it was the explosion.
Plus. One of my favorite ever fucking promos was cut in Toronto. The Rock heel turn.
Oh, God.
The Rock heel turn in Toronto is fucking amazing. And
at 18?
Like,
huh? Was it 18, right? WrestleMania 18?
No, it's post-18. It's because he's just sort of like, he's like, you don't get,
oh, it was after,
he's like,
it was,
you don't get to cheer it was, for the it was, Rock. It was,
yeah,
it was, he's like, what, you were cheering against the Rock
it was what
for
18,
Hogan.
It was what 18 led to that heel turn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it. It was just sort of like, they were like, you don't get to, you know, and just like one of my favorite things, and he was just sort of like, if you smell, and everyone's like, what, the Rock? He's like, no, you don't get to sing along with Rock's catchphrases anymore. Yeah. It's just like, just cutting it
it's
down.
No more sing along with the great one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just fucking
solid heel turn.
The Rock. The Rock fan, right here. For the fans who can't see it.
He's done well, too. He's got the Brahma Bolt.
Yeah, nice. My uncle, Tatouage Artistic, hooks me up with all my ink.
Nice.
I got the Rock tattoo.
First plug.
Yeah.
There's one plug, yeah.
And
we're going to get to your thing, your plug later.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do it towards the end.
Yeah.
But another thing about that place, just a quick fact, is that my uncle also tattooed Tabarnak de Teams,
nice.
Thomas Dubois, his big-ass lion. That was my uncle who did that.
Cool.
TDT, if your listeners are not where...
TDT.
I'd love to have TDT on the podcast.
How did you like TDT's match at last Battle War since Walter wasn't there?
It was a solid match. It was an okay match, and I feel that they're like possibly building towards like TDT being like the major heels of Battle War. Like that's what I feel as a fan.
Okay.
They're great heels.
How about plug number two? I was a voter on Lutte.com.
Yeah.
Pat LaPrade's thing this year for best wrestlers of the year.
Yep.
I voted, and I don't want to give away too much, but I'll admit that I voted Tabarnak the Team heels of the year in Quebec.
They're great.
And they came out fourth best face. How the fuck does that make sense?
You really want me to tell you why that makes sense?
Because I'm English?
Yeah. Basically, yes.
No, but even then, like I have a friend of the website, friend of the show. Not friend of the show, he's never been on the show. But Sophie's boyfriend, John, comes from Scotland.
Cool.
And he was all like, he's like, he, with TDT, can never tell. Because he's like, yeah, but they're like modern-day coureur de bois kind of guys, you know?
Exactly.
And he's like, so they're face, because we're in Quebec. And I'm like, yeah, but they're kind of assholes about it.
Yeah.
So they're heels. And he's like, but they're like, they're the Tabarnak. Like, he's like, I don't get it. And I was like, which makes it amazing. Like, because you don't really get it. And
you know where I see them going? Is that they're really, like, Road Warrior style.
Yep.
Yeah, very much sure. Yeah.
That, like, okay, they're heels by character, but all they do is come out and beat the fuck out of people.
Yeah.
And they show no mercy.
But they sell moves.
That's
one thing they don't have.
A little different on the Road Warriors.
So maybe they're a little bit better than the Road Warriors.
Pile drivers hurt them.
Yeah.
I guess that's where like Shane Matthews is obviously headed.
Oh man, how did you like that?
To try to be top heel. I love
Walter. You missed
coming out cutting a heel promo,
and then after
a mixed gender match, just coming out and beating up a girl. Not
pile driving Portia Perez.
Yeah.
Oh god.
For no goddamn reason.
Just to be like, this is mind-blowing business, and you're like, what?
It's great. No, I really liked that.
Well, because I think the problem with Battle War is, like, the fans are, like, fully over on Bucks. Like, they're fully over on Shane. They're fully over even on, like, Bailey. They're fully over on Uno. So it's, like, there needs to be a couple of, like, major assholes.
Pricks, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And it's just, like, you know, Ryan Rogan's never going to get anywhere. So
thank you. I hate that guy.
But Ryan,
we
can
get that in.
He is a piece of shit.
I'm stacking up things. So we're gonna get back to Rogan in a second. But okay, I want the good Kevin Steen story.
One good Kevin Steen story. I have a lot. Apparently, Kevin Steen lives in my neighborhood. Okay,
which why is what I think specifically?
That. South Shore. Right. I live in Longueuil/Greenfield Park agglomeration, as they call it.
Right.
So. I used to work at McDonald's. I used to be a manager there. And first time I ever met Kevin Steen, I had just started watching Ring of Honor, and I had just started training for wrestling a couple months after that. He came in, and he was wearing a Ring of Honor shirt. And I was like, fuck, I love Ring of Honor. I told him wearing that. And then he looked at me. He's like, do you really like Ring of Honor? And then I gave him his food and left, and I was like, holy fuck, I think that was actually Kevin Steen.
Do you really like
And it really honor? Was. So then every time he would come after that, I would give him free toys for his kid.
Seriously. Aww. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, of course. And then at a Ring of Honor show, I went in Toronto. I was waiting around to get autographs because I'm a big autograph guy. I really like getting autographs for wrestlers.
He came about that. I think it's kind of good.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Like,
we're even bad about like taking pictures with the people we have on the podcast. Like, we're idiots.
Yeah, we've had some cool people on.
Like, we really like, we're complete morons. We sat down and talked to you from an hour. Do you have a second for a photo? We just don't even ask.
No.
Don't even bother. Morons. You're an autograph.
Well, that's all right.
So, yeah, but what's your best autograph?
My best autograph, probably Demolition.
Nice.
Axe and Smash. Axe,
both? You got both?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And they weren't selling many. Yeah, I got it on a nice 8x10, but it's like tilted.
Okay.
And they're like,
Crush? One turned into Crush, right?
No. Axe and Smash. Crush was the third.
Right. But one of the guys from Demolition turned into the Repo Man.
Yeah.
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 Right?
And he had a bunch of other gimmicks.
Yeah.
The Gambler. In WCW, he had about four gimmicks. The Gambler, he had a golfer gimmick. He was the Blacktop Bully.
I did. Wow. I don't
the
know.
The Blacktop Bully. This was a.
Okay, well.
let me go. I want to hear the Blacktop Bully.
I really heard Blacked Up Bully. And I was like, was that a blackface gimmick?
No, he's a truck driver.
Blacktop Bully makes a lot more sense. I heard like Blacked Up.
Blacked Up Bully.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, No, Blacktop Bully.
The Blacktop Bully at the first ever Uncensored by WCW.
Oh, shit.
They had the match in a back.
97?
95.
They ran the first Uncensored in 95?
Yeah.
No shit. All
I right. had this on tape, okay? And the first match is Dustin Runnels, who later on went to be Gold Dust,
yep.
against the Blacktop Bully, who was Axe? No, Smash. And whatever.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
We're so sorry. We know he's a listener.
They have a brawl in the back of a pickup truck. No, of an 18-wheeler. Okay? Driving down the highway.
Oh,
and
man.
The
I
first,
think I've seen clips
the
of that,
first
yeah.
ever match of Uncensored... There's blood, so the match is censored.
Are they like wrestling on bales of hay or
yeah,
some shit?
Exactly,
yeah. I've seen clips of that shit, yeah.
I bought that when it came out, man.
Yeah.
And it's censored. It's blurred out.
Yeah.
They blurred out the fucking blood on the Uncensored pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's yeah, amazing. Man. The first match, too.
But they didn't blur out fucking Goldberg insanely cutting the shit out of his arm.
I remember seeing that at...
That's so
when he blows up his arm in the fucking...
Man, I remember being a fan
thing.
In those
it's
days.
Like I have this Kroberg. I had the Kroberg. Kroberg! I have this crowbar. But you know what? The last window I'm going to try to do with my fist.
That's it.
For no reason whatsoever. Non-gimmicked window. Smash the shit
No, he didn't have the crowbar.
But he had it. He just didn't use it.
No, he didn't. They presented that to him as an option.
Oh.
They said we could slip a metal bar down your sleeve because you're wearing a jacket. And he's like, fuck it, I can do this shit for real.
No, but what does he smash the front of it with? He doesn't use his fist when he smashes the front.
Yeah, he nails a couple. He does a couple. They're all and none of the windows are gimmicked or anything.
Yeah, but that's it. But what he's banging on the hood of the... So for listeners, what we're talking about is if you Google Goldberg fucks up his arm, I guarantee you will probably find it. Or Goldberg smashes window or whatever. And I feel that he smashes the front of the fucking limo with a crowbar. Like, I feel like he had an implement or a bat or something. Like, I feel he had an implement at the beginning of the bit and then opted to just go with his fist through the windows.
I somewhat feel like he...
Like, when he rails on the hood, I think with, like, a bat or something.
Because otherwise, wouldn't he have busted his hand on, right?
The hood?
Yeah.
This is so much wrestling insanity.
All right, Bill.
I'm trying to keep things organized. Here. I'm trying to remember what we got to get to here.
Yeah. We're doing what all right I wanna, for time. We're at the halfway point. So we're
oh fuck! Already, man.
Did you finish the? Was that the end of the Kevin Steen anecdote? By the way,
free toys.
McDonald's.
Okay. Last. Yeah.
Wait,
the end of that
up.
Story.
No. Let him fucking finish
no,
the goddamn story.
Kevin Steen. We know you're listening. All those free fucking toys you got, John Prescott, and John Prescott wants you on the show.
Boom.
I want you on the show, Kevin. But Mississauga, Ontario. I went down there to see Ring of Honor, waiting for him at, waiting to get autographs, basically, and meet guys. And basically, Kevin Steen comes out, and this, like, made my day. I'm like, can I get an autograph? Because I had never gotten his autograph before that. He just looks at me, he's like, don't I know you?
Really?
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Like, you remember from McDonald's. You could have asked that any number of times.
He's like, I would have been happy. You come all the way out here to see me wrestle, and then you wait after the show to get my autograph. He gave it to me, but... Kevin Steen, no matter what happens, that guy is really... my favorite wrestler, because I love the South Shore.
Yeah.
I don't know if you follow me on Facebook. Anyone who does well on the South Shore.
Right.
I'm just very proud, because no one represents the South Shore. Everyone says that they're from Montreal, but you're actually from the South Shore.
It's like Phantom hailing from the
from
green...
Two Mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
From the ancient hills of Two Mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, something... that I mean, Ryan Rogan was mentioned earlier. Which
oh, fuck that guy.
Now, I know, yeah, you've been having some issues.
Oh, yeah, CTW Wrestling.
Over at CTW with Mr. Rogan and,
C.
And,
David
his, and his accomplice, C. David Blackburn.
And then they got...
Tell us a little bit about what's been happening with that situation.
There's some real continuity going on here, because if you listen to three episodes, I believe Phantom shat on Blackburn and Rogan.
No, so, that was Tiger.
No, not Phantom. Tiger. Tiger shat on Blackburn.
No, yeah, but okay. And Rogan on so we can all agree that these guys are pricks,
right?
Right. What happened? Let's just give a little backstory. This weekend at Battle War, what happened? Oh, yeah.
Ryan Rogan presumably bought a ticket and had a luchador mask on to Battle War.
Sure.
Was standing in the back like the whole time. And I even remember thinking, I'm like, who's this fucking Mark?
Shit. With a lucha mask.
In his fucking hoodie and luchador mask. And then fucking rushed Shane Hawk.
Jumps Shane Hawk out of nowhere and then he gets carried out.
Fucking guy can't take a hit.
Did he pull off the mask?
Kind of came off. As it happened.
Is it like a Mr. America type situation?
No.
Fell on off.
There's an amazing article about Mr. America here, by the way.
Yeah.
It fell off possibly by mistake because Ryan Rogan fucked it up.
No, I think it was supposed to be ripped.
Now,
I mean,
it kind of came off mid-move.
He wants to get exposure, right? So I think that...
Was it like this?
Let's... I'll give you a little backstory.
So tell us about your issues with...
My issues with those guys is I... Okay... Then let's get the show fest started, right?
All
right,
go.
I promote shows now for IWA Quebec.
Right.
And that's coming up March 22nd.
What's IWA stand for?
Independent Wrestling Association.
Got it.
And that's, they have that a bit everywhere in the world, but this is IWA Quebec.
Sure.
Okay, so that's, I'm starting to promote shows in my hometown of Longueuil at 2999 Tashro, right in front of the Charlemagne Hospital. And it's an all-ages show, but we have booze. And because you guys are my friends, I'm hooking you guys up with free tickets.
Yeah.
It's happening.
What's the date?
March 22nd, yeah.
March 22nd.
But before that, and a project I'm still working on, is PWU, Project Wrestling United. That's my company, 100%.
I'm not going to lie, I was really hoping the U was for university.
Pro Wrestling University.
Exactly.
How good would... That would be good.
I was like, aw.
That would be a good sitcom, cool. I think.
Pro Wrestling University? I'd be down.
But
like Monsters University, but with wrestlers.
That would be... It'd be a good show.
Exactly. That's my pitch, Disney.
Yeah, Disney Network. All those shows that are written exactly by the same people.
Yeah.
Same sets. You just saw that? The Disney Network. That's horrible. But I have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, anyway, so PWU, which is your
PWU
thing.
Yeah. So, my last show, C. David Blackburn and Ryan Rogan rushed the ring at some point, and the person I put as GM in my Fed there, PWU, her name's Miss Leo.
Okay.
And she's like very attractive, nice, beautiful young lady. We're really good friends. She's like a sister to me, you know? And, you know, she's got a good head on her shoulders, so I let her take care of that part of it while I do other stuff, you
Fair
know?
Enough,
so
right?
I trust her. And they go to try to give her a pile driver.
They tried it, both of them, really?
Yeah. And then...
That surprised me.
I was in the ring, they beat me down, and then, like, all the nice guys ran out of the locker room and chased them out of the building.
That's cool, that's good. Yeah. So, yeah.
At least it was some justice.
Yeah. Yeah, it, that
was that it? Did it die? Did
no,
it die
no, no,
there?
No, no, no.
It then, didn't die there.
Then going now to CTW, they started wrestling there, and I went there to just go see a show. This going back a couple weeks ago. First time, Rogan just slaps me when he sees me in the crowd. Slaps the fuck out of me, and I land like in the second row.
Then, Ryan Rogan, man. That guy's, he's got an attitude problem, is what he has.
Well,
yeah.
I think...
You know what kind of disgusts me a little bit? Sarah? Huge Rogan mark.
What?
Of course she is.
What?
She is a really... She's also an Orton mark, so kind of... They kind of go a little together. Yeah, she's
That's
also...
That's it.
Yeah, just assholes who are just bad
people like assholes.
Yeah.
So what happened after the slapping?
So then, 2 weeks in a row, they tried to pile drive me. The first week, they just straight up dragged me into the ring to give me the pile driver. And then first week I got saved by Nico Marshall.
Okay.
Nico Marshall, that's a very underrated wrestler in the Quebec wrestling scene.
Okay.
You got to see this guy. He's got a little bit of a Ninja Turtles gimmick going.
Well, his eyes lit up.
Yeah,
he's
I love
Ninja
Turtles.
Turtles
too. Then the second week, I got saved by my buddy Adam Sky, who made his Battle War debut in the bonus match this week. He was the redhead guy who was billed from Gingerland. It just made me almost piss my pants.
He was in the
bonus match against the guy with the red highlights. Yeah. Those guys are actually leaving tomorrow night to go do their first tour of Tennessee.
Cool.
Yeah, man. These guys, they've been, I don't know, like, you guys know Battle War. These guys have been doing ring crew there, and they were Shane Matthews' bodyguards.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
What really pro wrestling is all about. You know, like, these guys really paid their dues.
Yeah.
And they got their chance, and I think they did great.
Yeah, the match was pretty, like, the match was a good bonus match, like, for sure.
No, that's great. So then, they saved me, but then the third week, oh no, after that, the end of that match, Rogan came to, like, try to bitch at me in the crowd, and he ended up losing by count out because I was distracting him. And then
he got one over on him a little bit.
He got so pissed,
asshole.
He proceeded to chase me down St. Catherine Street for 5 blocks in his fucking little wrestling shorts while it's snowing and it's like minus 20.
We gotta have Rogan on the podcast.
And I'm just screaming, fuck you, you dumb motherfucker, like, as he's chasing me.
Did anybody catch this on tape or anything?
No. But this is a fact.
When we inevitably do our Battle War Part 2, we'll need to get Rogan.
Yeah.
And we'll need to get... We came very close to grabbing Shane Matthews, which I was really excited.
Yeah.
To just be like, why are you a fucking dick?
Yeah. Why? What happened to you while you were a child?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been,
like,
traumatized?
I feel like you were a good guy in Shakara, but apparently you're an asshole.
Yeah, really. Like, oh, Shakara's coming back. May 25th,
brother.
Yeah,
no, I know. I read about this. I haven't previously been into it, but I know about it. But, like, I'm gonna start checking
out. This was like one of the first Battle Wars Walter and I went to together, and 3.0 came, and I was like, holy shit, they were Shakara, like, tag champions, and Walter's just sort of like, who?
The Campeonots de Barejas.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah. And the Technicos. There we go.
They're the Technicos.
They were Technicos. They were good guys. Like, the Rudicos and Technicos instead of Faces and Heels and Shakara.
Yeah.
Because that's how they rule. But anyway, but either way, and just, and every time subsequently, I was just sort of like, shit, it's Shane Matthews. Like, who? I'm like, 3.0, Shakara, like two-time champions even? Maybe.
I believe, yes, yeah.
Like, two or three-time champions of Shakara. And Walter just
Belts to Battle War.
Yeah, they brought the Shakara belts to Battle War last year, yeah.
Anyway, the point is that what Keith is trying to say here, sometimes information doesn't stay in my brain.
Yeah, it was great. It was absolutely
great. I understand.
Right now, where does it stand between you, Steve Blackburn, and Ryan Rogan? Where does it stand?
The last time I saw them, they tried to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Rogan chased me out of the building again, but then standing at the door was motherfucking former Impact Wrestling superstar Alex Silva.
What?
Who weighs about 250 pounds.
Jesus.
Just fucking gorilla presses me, drags me back into the ring, and they fucking spike pile drivered my ass.
So they got you.
Wait, I have a real quick question. Is any of this going to come together on March 22nd?
You think you're
going to get some retribution?
No. But
no?
CTW is coming back.
Okay.
But any events I'm putting on, those guys are banned from the building.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Why would you even let them in the building?
I don't let them in the building.
That makes sense.
And, like, there's a police station very close. If they fuck with me, like, they can't come to the shows
and
I do.
What was the...
I learned my lesson from the August 3rd show when they invaded.
Right, and what were the results of that spike pile driver you took? Did you sustain any
injuries?
That
was a sprained vertebrae.
Were you out of commission for a bit, or...?
Well, I couldn't work for a couple weeks. I had to wear a neck brace.
Yeah.
But now, when this comes out, it should be the return of CTW, because that league is a league on the rise, man.
Yeah.
Every week, it's every Friday.
Yeah.
Now they're no longer in a church basement. They've actually rented out a hall.
Where's that? Tell it and give us
that's
going to
be
some details
on
that.
Ontario Street.
Right.
At, I believe, Namur Metro.
And people want to find more information, where do they go?
They go, look up CTW on Facebook.
Sure, cool.
Or follow John Prescott.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about your event coming up.
My event, the IWA Quebec inaugural show, March 22nd, Longueuil, at Champion Lane's Bowling Alley, which it sounds like a bowling alley, but this is actually a fucking huge...
Possibly because you just said
it's actually
it's a bowling alley.
The biggest bowling alley in Canada.
Jesus.
So it's a huge complex. We have beer for sale. You can have Haitian food.
Could we show up early, bowl, then go to the event?
Yeah, for sure.
Haitian
for
food?
Sure. Yes. We sell Haitian food, and we also got Dagwoods. Bowling. You can have Dagwoods in the hood.
Walter, bowling, step one. Haitian food, step two.
More bowling.
More bowling, possibly.
Yeah.
Is there maybe a laser tag?
No.
Mini putt?
Why, there
why
should
did you,
be.
Why did you there throw
used
laser
to be.
Tag in there?
Because the Rec in Laval, this is what I'm thinking. The Recreatech in Laval had laser tag, bowling, a roller rink, and mini putt, yeah. And an arcade.
And an arcade, it was great.
That sounds amazing.
You've never been?
You've never been to the
no.
Rec?
Oh, it's no,
the
man.
It was the best place in the world. It was where
no,
you,
I bet.
It was where you went basically in high school on a Friday because you couldn't get into clubs, but you could, there'd be, there were enough places
and
to
everybody
buy.
Everybody be stoned.
Everybody would be stoned, and there was also enough places like bars that inevitably you'd be able to find a bartender who kind of didn't give a fuck. You were like 16. So it'd awesome. Be like, you'd be like, oh, this guy takes his job really seriously. I'm just going to go to the one downstairs. And then you see some guy who's like 18 or 19 working the bar, and you're like, that guy will sell me beer. Yeah. And then you could buy beer and get drunk. It was great.
Just that sounds
on
awesome.
Fridays.
Now, what's the card looking like? For is that set up yet?
For the IWA, well,
for your event, yeah.
They have a show coming up before that show.
Yeah.
Right, so that's going to be
and the
fallout.
The date for your show is what again?
March 22nd.
Sure, yeah, okay, we've done that.
March 22nd.
Can we call it Backlash?
No, copyright infringement, man.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
We've been trying to think up a
back.
Show. So far, I've just
slap
been
back.
Calling it
slap
EWA Allongé. But that's not a very exciting title.
Bitch slap. I like bitch slap.
It's honest, though.
It's honest.
Yeah.
It's IWA and it's at Quebec.
Yeah, but so like, and oh, any of the matches set up yet or anything?
None of the matches are set up yet because we're going to wait for the fallout.
Sure.
Do you have any of the names kicking around?
Yeah,
like, for our listeners?
Terry Perry.
Right.
We got Mr. Cobra.
Uh-huh.
But these, keep in mind that this league, for the last 10 years, have only been running in a city called Saint-Sulpice, Quebec. Okay, so now it's the expansion, it's the only time that people will actually be able to get there kind of by metro. Because from Longueuil Metro, it's only a 5-minute bus ride. And it's literally 5 minutes away from the Jacques Cartier Bridge. It's really close. It's closer than half the leagues who are supposed to be on the island.
Like, there's some on island ones where you're like, take the metro.
And they don't sell beer.
Get on the blue line.
Yeah.
Ride a bus for half an hour, and then you'll be on an island fucking event.
And they don't sell beer, which we do.
And they don't sell beer, which you guys
it sounds
do.
Great. I mean, if I'm around, man, like, what day of the week is that again?
That's Saturday.
Saturday night? I'm going to try to make it out, man.
Well, I got free tickets for you, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
But let me do this. This is an announcement that I've been saving, and I was actually working on this today. May 3rd. It's announced here first.
You heard it?
I was, oh, shit!
First.
This is going to come out next Thursday. So you
yeah,
just,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You
I'm not announcing
it. You need to
hold on
for
to
a week.
I will.
Yeah. So what is it? What do you got? What do you got for us?
What I got to say is that the IWA is returning to the Champion Lanes 2999 Tashro on May 3rd.
You can't see me, but I'm fist pump.
And
fist pump.
I'm pleased to announce, and this is where this is a first, besides the insiders who organized the show with me and the guy himself. May 3rd, Sexy Eddie's going to be in the house,
no,
bro.
My God, no.
Sexy
no.
fucking Eddie's no. going to be in the house.
Walter, to-do list between now and May 3rd is get Sexy Eddie on the show.
Oh, yeah, fucking A.
I'm a good friend of his.
I don't know how we haven't had that happen.
But sort of.
I think I've asked him before.
Yeah, he said he would.
I definitely asked him.
You know when your Facebook movie? There's a photo on our Facebook of Walter and I.
I don't
both.
Think it's in my movie. Is it in yours?
It was in mine.
Nice.
It's in mine. It's so good.
It's a photo it's
of
us
Walter
doing
and I both doing that direct, like both doing. We're doing
like the Scott Hall.
We're doing
double point.
Scott
yeah,
Hall
we're doing
double
the Scott
point
Hall
directly
point.
To Eddie's
sex
dick
Eddie's
with
junk,
like Eddie
yeah.
pointing at his
amazing.
Dick. It's a great
yeah.
fucking photo.
Amazing.
This is great. So yeah, the event sounds amazing, man. We'll link to anything you want.
We'll link to
the,
oh,
on the
please
thing
link
here.
To
yeah.
Battle War.
Yeah, but we'll link to you and the IWA.
Link to me, IWA.
Yeah, yeah.
Twitters, and Facebooks,
oh,
and all that.
I'm an executive producer of an album, which should be coming out soon.
No shit.
My best friend in wrestling, Blackout Brad Alexis, also known as Velvet Jones. Who you
yeah,
might have
Velvet
seen.
Jones. Yeah, I like
Velvet Jones is great.
He's we
great,
hang out
man.
All the time. That guy's
he's,
really my best friend.
Can I ask you a question?
He's way over,
yeah.
too.
Oh, fuck.
What's his ring weight? What's Velvet Jones' ring weight? Or what is he? Does he build? Does he advertise?
I don't know. He's kind of a slight guy.
He's lean.
He's lean. He's a lean, mean fucking.
Do you know that, or do you think he'd be cool with throwing that out there? Because it's something I wonder. Like,
it's really bad. I feel
you'd have to ask him.
I feel bad about Brodus Clay and the Tons of Funk, because I was like, it'd be great if he was billed at a ton of funk.
Yeah.
If he was billed at a metric ton.
He's
of
about
funk.
An inch or two taller than me.
He's like 6'7", maybe.
Maybe about 5'10", 5'11", I'd say, you know.
Because he looks like he's about a buck 60.
But he's the fucking soul man.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He's my best friend in wrestling, and he's the guy I hang out with the most.
Bill him as a metric ton of fun.
And the guy, I'm executive producing his rap album.
Crazy.
Which means I sit there.
Is it in English
sign
or French
check,
or in both?
English.
Okay, English.
I sit there, sign the check, get drunk, and watch him rap.
You're like Suge Knight.
We have a really, yeah.
Roll joints for him?
I roll joints for him. We have a really good producer, and this shit's going to be coming out soon.
See? This is absolutely not about wrestling, this part. This part's about music.
By a wrestler.
Yeah, by whatever.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to do 5 questions now.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for it?
Let's do it.
The new and improved five questions.
All right. Do you remember any of
them? Do you need to take a piss right now? Yes.
I want to mention, by the way, we have in the recurring theme from the last 3 episodes, we've had a studio audience member join us in the last few episodes. Yep. Today joining us, Mr. Paul Ash.
Hey, Paul. Paul just waved.
Can I put over my friend who showed up?
Put over your
friend. 6'7", Carl LaBelle.
Boom.
Carl LaBelle. Who would have liked wrestling, would have been a fucking dominant force.
But he never did.
Interest in it whatsoever.
All right, so 5 questions. Let's get it.
Do you remember any of them?
No.
All right.
Never do.
What did you want to be when you grew up? Question one.
What did I want to be when I grew up? Probably a pro wrestler.
Keeping in mind what we've been talking about for a fucking hour.
Probably a pro wrestler.
No surprises.
That's kind of easy, yeah.
All right.
Numero dos.
What is the worst fashion choice you've ever made?
Keeping in mind he's wearing a Marty McFly Back to the Future 2 hat right now.
Oh, man, you're the third person to ever tell me this hat. First one was Paul London. He was like, that's Back to the Future.
Did you do it on purpose or no?
No, I just
looks a lot like
I love the 90s style. I'm an Encino Man kind of guy.
That's the 2015 style as predicted in the late
80s. I guess like everything I dress like is never... I'm not...
Well, what's the worst fashion choice
okay,
for you?
Worst...
For you. Like, if you're dressing cheesy in 90s, whatever, that's fine. But then like you were like, one time you like look at a photo, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Any time I had to wear one of those like church dress things when I went to Catholic church.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I had to wear a dress due to religious reasons, I don't believe in.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Were you like an altar boy?
Almost. I did communion, and I had to do it.
I was Roman Catholic, so like
Me too.
Yeah, but when I did like my first communion, like I grew up with a lot of Italians, so I had like a little suit and shit, and like none of this like bullshit dress crap. Like
that shit was.
Anyway,
it's intense.
But I know what you're saying though. That's a good answer.
I'm changing. I'm changing our third question.
Why?
Because you said greatest. I feel like best. Because greatest gets too deep.
Okay, I don't even know what the question is.
Best person of all time.
Best person of all time, in my opinion.
Like
Kevin Steen.
Kevin Steen. Be on the podcast, Kevin Steen.
He's got to be in the podcast.
The fucking pride of the South Shore. Greatest wrestler to ever come from my fucking neighborhood.
Besides Carla Homolka, right?
Carla Homolka used to be my neighbor. She was, and we'll talk about that another time. We obviously don't have enough time.
This podcast
here
does not endorse
Sadly.
Carla Homolka.
All I can say is that one of my friends spray painted on her apartment building, "Fuck you, you rapist bitch."
There were signs in our neighborhood, Walter and Mai's neck of the woods, when she was going to move into NDG, and there were all those signs being like, "Stay the fuck out of NDG."
I don't think I was living there yet.
I could see her balcony from my balcony. We were backstore neighbors.
I bet you and a pair of binoculars could have seen some awful
shit. I regret the minute I brought up Carla Homolka.
I regret the fact that...
If you're listening to this podcast right now, I think if you look through the archives of the fucking 9 to 5 comic, there's an amazing Carla Homolka comic.
I'd fuck just, Carla Homolka.
Okay, I think that's, all right. That's his, this has gone to places now.
five questions always
That's a fact.
All right.
The best person in the world, Kevin Steen. So, final question, or the final question that we're asking to you, the last question being you get to ask our future guest, comes from Montreal
That guy you... That Peter guy who was on last time?
Peter J. Radomski.
The guy who has a fucking extreme, like, fucking vocabulary?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, I was smoking a joint in the morning listening to that. I was like, I am going to get fucking... I'm going to look like an idiot after that.
No.
How can I follow that? Though that guy, I have a lot of respect for him. He sounds cool. What was his question?
His question was...
I didn't know this. He... Okay, literally, I was gone when he asked this question, okay? But he's mentioned it to me, like, about a dozen times.
Did you listen to
following it? I didn't get to that, but he's like, he brought it up. He brings it up constantly.
Okay.
You'll appreciate this one.
You should listen to the episode because you were one of his answers.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know what the question is because he's told me about a dozen times.
So this is an A and a B question. The question is the same. The question is the same to each one, which is... Who do you want to punch in the face?
Awesome.
And now the A part...
I'm pretty sure you know the answer to this.
The A part and the B part is someone you have access to, so someone who you could actually punch in the face, and then someone you don't have access to.
Awesome.
So, like, for instance, I believe his answers were access to Walter.
He's a,
one time.
The way he
time.
Explained it to me was the last time. I thought his question was, when was the last time you wanted to punch
somebody
in the face?
Because you were too drunk at his comedy show or something, I heard.
Anyway.
It's okay.
So, yeah, no,
I love
that's, fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I
would have had your back.
So who was the last person you wanted to punch in the face?
I've wanted to punch myself a lot of times.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I'll punch myself straight in the balls sometimes.
That's a better question. Who was the last person you wanted to punch in the face? Who you have access to and who you don't have access to?
See, David Blackburn. Blackburn, one day, one day I am going to fuck him up. Right. And it's going to come up soon. And if you're a fan of CTW...
Somebody might get to him before you do. Keep that in mind.
You?
I don't know.
Tagger. Tagger had choice words about the both of them.
No, I know, but hey.
Now with Tagger off the leash, who knows what he's going to do?
I don't give a fuck. I'll join up with...
Two on one.
He has done enough shit to me
Tagger.
Where he comes out of... No. I love Tagger.
No, I'm saying Tagger and Prescott versus Blackburn.
How good would that be? And Rogan. Throw that fucking jobber in there.
But you're Rogan, like out
no,
of
no,
reach
no.
person.
See David Blackburn, I would love to punch him in the face times 1,000 until his fucking guts are on my fist.
His face guts.
If people I wouldn't have an access to, I guess it would be who's the fucking dick that I really hate?
I can't help you on that one.
I love the Olympics now. I guess like Alex Ovechkin.
Alex Ovechkin.
Take him out for the Olympics. Take him out for the team Canada.
Out of left field. Is
I'll punch
Ovechkin
you in your ugly face.
Team.
Ovechkin is absolutely on Team Russia. Are you?
Dude, you didn't see this morning. He scored.
No. He's like literally in the prime of his fucking.
The crowd went crazy.
Oh yeah.
Dude, he's like the Hulk Hogan.
He's
fucking Russia, brother.
It was Russia beat up. No, not Beta. Russia, this is... We can talk about this out of the podcast.
Yeah.
This is going to be a week out of date, so we're not going to talk about what happened in hockey today.
That's a good answer. Yeah, good answer.
So, now, your question into the future. Bear in mind, we have no guest book.
That's great. That's even better.
So
my question to the next guest is... what celebrity would you most like to receive oral sex from and why?
Nice and
thank
general
you.
Neutral. Nice Direct. And general neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, gender neutral. Yeah. Hey. John Stamos probably gives some good head with that. No.
Which
you want
celebrity?
My answer? Amanda Bynes. Amanda
really?
Bynes.
I feel like you were I feel like
pre or pre or post crazy.
Fucking both. Post crazy. More
I feel like, this was just an excuse for you to be to throw out why you want to
Amanda
get a
Bynes,
PJ
in case you listen to 9 to 5.
She does.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
John Prescott.
Yeah, but your follow up was and why? So why Amanda Bynes? Go.
Why Amanda Bynes? She's hot.
Jack.
I like that blonde look. She's hot.
I'd take Miley Cyrus.
On fucking Miley Cyrus.
I would do Miley Cyrus.
Oh fuck, I'd love that. All those like new age women celebrities who have Twitter accounts that they're posting these like scantily clad pictures. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'd fuck that.
But like, I feel I have a connect.
I'm so down with
that. My draw to Miley Cyrus I've always had like an interest, like a little bit of a draw to her, just in terms of like her shit. And then when she sang in front of the crying kitten or whatever at the AMAs, I was like, "You're also hilarious."
And when she was smoking a joint on the MMVAs
in Amsterdam, yeah,
in Amsterdam,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She pulled the joint right out of her purse. Yeah, yeah.
Should have pulled it out of her fucking cunt.
All right,
that's how and, we end and, the show. And, so
let's get another round.
Yeah, well, maybe. So let's call it a day here.
We're gonna,
and,
this
John,
is gonna
thank
yourself.
You so,
so
much.
The main important
shake
thing
the
is,
hands.
Shake hands on a podcast because that'll translate.
Yeah,
to audio.
I love you guys a lot.
Main,
you both
deal,
know
main
that.
Dates to keep in mind are March 22nd and
May 3rd. May 3rd. Expect Sexy Eddie May 3rd, 100%. That is a conversation, and that's a fucking 9 to 5 exclusive, brother.
Boom.
Bitch.
Heard of your first kids.
Heard your first kids. Don't call it a comeback.
Seems like it.
And if
like
you're going to buy anything on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca,
fucking right.
You might as well
go
to
9to5.cc.
Does this man listen to the podcast or what?
This man,
thank you so much.
To the podcast.
I love you, boys.
That's our main source of revenue right there.
Amazing.
Our?
Well, it pays for less than the cost of running the site.
There you go.
So,
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, boys. Awesome. I love you, boys. Thanks for everything, and keep supporting that wrestling.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh, man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure, as always, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?